This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Sharks did make a couple moves, maybe not the exact moves you were expecting, but we'll welcome in Alex, and we'll start with a overall vibe check. So people in the chat, tell us how you're feeling about your Brooklyn Nets. And we'll react first to the trade deadline, and I'll pull up some different screenshots and information about who we sent out and who we acquired. Alex, welcome. Go for it.
Yeah, I think I predicted that we'd get rid of one of Royce O'Neal or Dorian Finney-Smith. I think getting 3 second rounders was pretty good because we had traded one first rounder and he was on an expiring deal. So I don't think it's a bad trade. I think it was a win-win. And then for Dennis Schroeder, I've always really liked him. You can shoot out all three levels. He's reliable. He doesn't really get injured that much. He can shoot three. He's a better lob passer than Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie's a terrible lob passer. Now you actually have an option of a true point guard, good ball handler. It's not the biggest upgrade ever, you know, it's not the biggest flash you wanted, but at the same time, it actually gives you an option for next season because he's on an expiring deal next season. So, you know, we'll see if we make a big splash next season. But if not, he's a good option to have. And when this team gets fully healthy, it's not a bad rotation to have.
Breezy, you got it.
Oh, I agree with everything Alex said, man. Shout out to him, man. Word. Make sure I had your name right. You know, I was looking at the other clip when I messed your name up. I called you Adam, and I apologize for that. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a running joke, so, like, all good.
Word, but I agree with everything that Alex said. Shout out to you, bro. And to add to that, yeah, he's healthy and reliable, and that's what we needed. And I'll be honest with you, man, every time it seemed like Sean Marks is on the ropes, he hit him with the rope-a-dope. And I think that's what Dennis Schroeder was. You know what I'm saying? Dennis Schroeder showed that everything that we were missing in the Ben Simmons is here with Dennis Schroeder. You know, let me not say everything. We got the all-ball defender part. We got the assist part, everything Alex said. We got the availability part where you could actually develop chemistry. To Alex's point, he started 33 games and played 51 games. That's a reliable guy. Come on, man. He's almost an Iron Man. He played every game this season. So I don't want y'all to shy away from that specific stat. We could talk about his numbers and talk about how many points and assists he got. The fact that he's available all the time is part of the reason why we all love Royce, is because he was available. You know what I'm saying? Well, I imagine we get into that. But case in point is him being there on a regular basis with a healthy Cam Thomas, with a healthy Mikal Bridges, with, you know, and et cetera. Yeah, man, I agree with Keith. I think we could be a strong playing team. I think we could be like a eighth seed or something.
Positive vibes, positive energy. Like, none of us are in this shit to lose. None of us watch these games every night to be mad. So, like, even though they beat the Spurs and the Spurs are trash and the Wemby fans came out to Barclays Center, you got a small glimpse into what Dennis Schroeder can add. You got a small glimpse into what the team can look like with him building on that win, and they have to. The Nets, I think, are not completely just given up on the season. They'll take a play-in berth. They'll take a potential play-in appearance.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I'll be happy with that.
And I'll be happy with that, too. Like, all in all, when you think about where we are, like I said this on New York Post Sports yesterday. I said, as a fan of the team, you root for the team, right? And obviously, we're not rooting for the team with expectations of a run to the finals. But let's see if they can compete. If they still can't compete with this move, then whatever. We're going to be looking towards next season. But if they can somewhat be competitive, it's going to be fun for us on a night-in, night-out basis to feel like we're in games. Not to feel like we're about to go down in the second half, you'd be down by 4 points, second half open, and the other team goes on a 21-0 run, and you're like, what am I even watching? Now, let's see him compete. And to go along with what you guys were saying about Dennis Schroeder and his availability, it's so obvious what the Nets are looking for. Sean Marks and Joe Tsai obviously are connected on this. Healthy players that are available. The best ability is availability. They're not looking for guys that they're going to pay anymore. Like, literally, look at Ben Simmons. Look at Kevin Durant. Even look at Kyrie Irving and the time that he missed for not injury, but, you know, any other kind of
shenanigans.
They want guys that are going to be available. They want the fans to be able to come to the arena and see the same guys in the lineup. And I think they add, you know, Dennis the Menace to Brooklyn Bridges and a couple other guys that they expect to be here in the near future and be able to play. So I asked for a quick vibe check in the chat. Let's bring you guys in the chat and see what you guys are talking about. Shout out to everybody. Yo, Iceman was first. Big fan. Breezy was in here representing, obviously. Rahala, what up? Greg Stat, you're, can I get a year in the chat? Nets World, big respect. We all right, baby. Let's see. Alex Gonzalez says, I'm not a Ben Simmons fan, but him punking Jared Allen is the highlight of his Nets tenure. You know they got history from when Embiid elbowed him. And you know me talking about how I sat six rows behind the net on Martin Luther King Day in 2020 or 2021. And I watched Ben Simmons bully Jared Allen when Ben Simmons was on the Sixers and had Kendall Jenner sideline in Barclays Center. Dennis Schroeder to Nick Claxton was the highlight. Hell yeah. Little pocket pass. Inbound alley-oop. Like, that's different. That's going to be fun to watch on a night-in, night-out basis.
I think a big development is actually going to be an improvement in Nick Claxton's game, because you've seen how good he is with a true point guard. You know, Dennis Schroeder. I've always really liked him. I think it's so weird because I feel like other teams look at us or as a team, and we have like three or four role players that is one of those. We have those players where you're kind of like, if he's on our team, we'd like him. But if he's not, we just don't. Like, Dennis Schroeder is one of those players where he can get in your head. Nick Claxton, Ben Simmons, you know, he did that with Jared Allen. I miss Jay, but I didn't know he had that in him, honestly. He never showed
with
that
Ben
with
Simmons, because Ben Simmons is a bitch. So you're not gonna let Ben Simmons push you on the ground. Like, if you let anybody push you on the ground, it can't be the guy that misses all these games and nobody in the league is respecting him.
Yeah, hold on. Let me ask. Do y'all think that Nick Claxton gave Wemby the welcome to the NBA? You know how all those players, that's rookies, got welcome to the NBA? Yeah.
And gave him the tea bag and fell. Hey, I understand the Wemby hype, because there was some shit that he did in that game where I'm just like, this dude is not a real, like, it was almost odd to me. Like, this dude is not a real person / NBA player. His size, pause, his length, pause, just like watching him. Like, I couldn't imagine going to the game and seeing it live, but just watching him on TV, some of the stuff that he does, from step back threes to sham god, like some of the stuff that he does at his size, it is odd, but they're still losing, and it doesn't matter. You know, if Wemby is a freak, you know, you can come out and see the circus all across the country. They're still taking L's. And yeah, Nick Claxton didn't waste an opportunity to flex on him a little bit on his home floor. Who else in the chat? Go ahead. Well, guys, for the chat.
I don't know if you guys mentioned it, but I find it kind of hilarious. Like, obviously, I know Dinwiddie's second stint with us didn't work out. But I'll always show love with him because of what he did in his first stint. I found it really hilarious that the day before he got traded, he literally went publicly on Twitter saying he won't get bought out. And then the next day he gets bought out. So
yeah, he was like, this isn't true. And he was writing a bunch of stuff back and forth with Nets fans and Nets Daily. And yeah, he ends up getting traded to Toronto. And they buy him out. So next thing you know, he pops up at the at the Knick game. And rumor has it that he is going to be with the Lakers next. Let's see Dinwiddie right there with the fro in the all black with the beard. Like, yeah, all right, the Nets are playing, but I'm going to pull up to see Kyrie, Luka, and the Dallas Mavericks versus the Knicks. But good luck to him, man. Like you said, like Spence gave Nets fans a lot of good moments in the past now that people don't remember. I think it sucks that the current lasting image is fans thinking that he was dogging it or selling or not playing hard because he was disgruntled and didn't want to be here. Whatever.